Welcome, everybody. Shir number 989, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so of course we're going in the middle of going through the halachas of Mayim Achrayinim. We're sort of coming to the end over there. Bezras Hashem, we hope to start in the very near future the halachas and Reish Yud, Simin Reish Yud Aleph of Kedima, which brachas come first, and which foods, and so on. Okay, so now we finished off last Shir. The Maisa bottom line is, just general concept, just to sum it all up, there are those who do have a minig not washing my machrainim, but two things, like we said, just one should be careful if they know they do have that minig to talk to a rav, how, what, when, and where, various different details, if it's taka is their minig, and how to go about continuing from, you know, mikan hola above, from now and further, but the Mishbura did bring down from the Magen Avraham, the Gra, the Marshal, others, Marshal, Yamshal Shlema, that one should be very, and Birka Yosef, one should be extremely careful with this whole halacha of Mayim Achrayinim, to do it, and to do it the right way, for various different reasons which we went through. And of course we also spoke about, even if somebody did have this minig, does have this minig of not washing for the various different reasons we spoke about, if the hands are dirty, and they wash their hands usually from the food, right? Before you go to make a bracha, you wash your hands, the hands are dirty. Not in the case where they're using a fork and a knife, but the hands is perfect looking, but the hands are dirty from the food, their isness and so on, they wash their hands. Then you have then medina, Mishbura said, according to everybody, one must wash your hands in those instances. Fine. Okay, and then we said it's an important thing before one makes a bracha to make sure the hands are clean, okay? And to wash their hands if they are dirty. We're not going to get into the whole thing with making the bracha. There is such a concept of wiping one's hands. If let's say they touch covered parts of the body, I'll just say it real quickly. Somebody scratched their head, touched under the yarmulke, right? Touched their shoes or whatever. So if somebody's in it, preferably to get water. If a person doesn't have water, the menage. In other words, there is such a concept. Mishabura brings down. Others say that you could wipe your hands full front, full back. In other words, that you wipe your hands on something, either on whatever the case, on a material, on doesn't have to be daf, could be wood, it could be on a desk, it could be on a table, it could be on anything. Full front, full back, wipe your hands, even though it's dry without water. If a person doesn't have water, you could rely on that also, but you have to make sure, I think it was a Prima Godem I saw brought down the Dirshu, that to make sure the full front of the hands and the full back, not just the tips of the fingers that some people do. So there is such a concept like that, but that's sort of like, if you want to say a spiritual uncleanliness, like, right, they touch covered parts of the body, and these various different type of things. And that's also a type of a zuama also. It's also a type of a dirt. But if a person has mamish dirt, like from the food or so on, then one should be careful to wash their hands before making a bracha. That's how he brings it down. Okay, so now we just want to sort of like finish off the last sif cutting in the simen chav dalid. Says the Mishabura, Kaidim Berachas HaMazim. He says like this before, so what was the last thing we mentioned? That in the Machaba mentioned that if a person makes sure of Tzarech Litol Yadav to wash off the dirt in their hands, even if they have this meaning not to wash, but to make sure to wash off the dirt in their hands, when Kaidim Berachas HaMazim, before benching, before they go to bench. So Mishabura says, it's if Katan Chof Dalit, Tzarech Lizer Shalel Hafsik, Ben Anatil Berachas HaMazim. Very important point. That one should be careful not to talk out. Shalei lehafsek bein hanetila leberchas hamazon. Not to talk out between the washing of mayim achrayinim and berchas hamazon. So that's a very important point we have to keep in mind. One should be careful not to be mafsik, not to make an interruption between mayim achrayinim and benching. Afilu bedivrei Torah, even to talk and learning. Right, which we all know, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, how great learning is, right? But if a person washes Mayim Achrayinim, not to talk out and not even to talk in learning, which is such a great mitzvah. Okay, so now the Mishabura Ois V'Hadar. Very interesting. The Mishabura Ois V'Hadar brings out a story. I've heard this story in the past. From the Rizal, he says, Kamavar B'Kisvei HaRizal, Sha'amal Adam Shahayalai, Koiv, the kotev. This person Nebuch had a pain. They had a pain in the kotev is like the shoulder, the side and the shoulder. And they had this pain. For Amalayim, they told him. He told them shezem mishum shedibur b'divrei Torah, because this person actually spoke in words of learning. He says bein hanatila la bracha, between the mayim achroinim and the benching. Very interesting. Then he continues on and he says v'kev in shalocha he. Since the halacha is that immediately you have to bench, right? In other words, right after my machroinim, shetekef lenetila bracha, a person's not supposed to be mafsik, make an interruption even for learning Torah, right? Chas for shalom, it's not showing not the talk and learning, but it's showing the importance of the no interruption. That's how important the halacha of not making an interruption is, that not even for learning to interrupt. Shetekev lenetila bracha. Therefore, if you mix up the letters from tekev, right, so you have kotev, you have the same letters, it's chav tav pei. Right, and you mix it up. So whatever the case is, kotev. So therefore, kotev. So therefore, the Ari says. So his shoulder, his side was hurting, or whatever the case was, he had a pain in the shoulder. So that's it's out. Obviously a makubal, but we see the importance over here of how far it goes. Whereas it was a very interesting story. But be it as it may, just to sum up real quickly, bottom line is, as soon as one washes, they should bench. Okay, depending on if there's people still washing my machrainim and they have mezumin and they're waiting, whatever. But in conjunction, as soon as possible. And definitely if the person's by himself, you wash my machrainim, bench right away. That's it. You bench right away. Obviously not to talk out and obviously not to start doing other things. As soon as you wash my machrainim, you bench right away. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha. Kol tov.